Right, so Josh here from Miller's Radio. I'm sat with a guy that's recently, as much as we have a poor defensive record, I don't think there's a single person in the clubhouse right now who says had a bad season. In fact, he's probably been had some of the heroics that have kept us in it. I'm here with Stegs. So, Stegsy, today's game. We can't keep a clean sheet, mate. Like, we're 3-0 up. We've dominated the whole game. What happened?
I think it was a mix of incommunication with me and the back four. The ball's dropped in a zone where it's a free-for-all. It's anybody's ball. And it's bounced up and hit one of the lads' arm. And so they got the free kick from it, just on the edge of the box. And they've, to be fair, the guy's put it in the stanchion. Is it with power, but it's just in any game at the moment we're struggling to hold on to clean sheet or just to stop, just to keep them all out.
What changes to make that happen? Because obviously I was at Eastwood Wednesday night, and again, despite the fact the scoreline says 6-0, I don't think that reflects the first 15 minutes that Eastwood had.
No, the first 15 minutes we could have been 3-0 down, to be fair. Safe from me, and then the rebound clearing cleared off the line. But then they've hit the post twice, which obviously could have gone in, or they could have just snuck inside the post. But I think awareness from myself and the guys in front of me, I think we need a bit more communication. I think I need to be more vocal to them.
Before we talk about the goals... obviously, we saw a bit of a horrendous tackle towards the end of the game that it took Hoots off. How's Hoots doing, and what's your understanding of what went on?
From where I saw the leg go over Hoots to get the ball, and then my vision was blocked, so I didn't see what happened. I just thought he was lying on the floor, kicking the floor. And then speaking to other lads who were closer... And speaking to Hoots, they're saying it wasn't the best tackle. It's come high towards his knee. And obviously, he had to go off, but he's in a bit of pain. To be fair to him, he's doing well in the changing room. But when I last spoke to him, he wasn't looking the best, or in the best shape, to be fair. So hopefully a quick recovery for him to get back out there.
We say quick recovery for him to get back out there, because in reality, as much as... I voted for Danny Elliott, for instance, for my other match because of his work rate today. I've had a few people say other names like Mellors Blair for having a cracker. Josh Ray, obviously, for the dribble that laid up to the second. But in reality, without Hoots today, where would we be? Took me through the three goals and what made each one very different.
The first was a penalty, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's all right.
Though. I mean, we got a penalty.
I know. This has just gone our way for once. No, penalty. I think great ball in by Troike over the top, and then I think instead of watching, we're all on the move and we're all gambling because we know that Hoots is up there and he can cause havoc up there. And to be fair to himself, he did, and he got the penalty. He got the penalty and took it well. The second. Josh has been lively all game. He started and was lively all game. Got the ball and drove into the box, and a great pullback to Hoots. A nice tap-in open goal. And the third is another great ball into the box, and Hoots is on the move expecting a mistake. Boggy pitch, defenders, goalkeepers, anyone out there would say it was horrible to play on today. He's always expecting the defender to slip or to hit into a range where he can get into it. And the defender's done exactly that. And he's snatched up on it and hit in the back of the net. So Hoots, I think, one of his best games I've seen him play, because he was in the right place today. And he's always expecting it.
What's your opinion on... relying on other people's results? Obviously, we made some up for ourselves today. We've put 3 points on the board. Mm-hmm. But how important is it that the likes of Market Drayton, Loughborough Rugby drop points today? They all lost, which surely, it puts us 2 points off Market Drayton, you were the next above us, but how important is it that we're back in the pack?
I think we've all been saying in the changing rooms, yes, we're aware of what's around us and who's around us, but we've got no control over that. We've only got the control over our games and our performances. So we're all focusing on, we've got to get the points on the board to get us out of that relegation zone, to get us up the table where we think we should be. So it's just, we've got to work as a team and stay together and keep working hard.
So as a closing thing, obviously I've obviously just spoken to you about, I spoke to you pre-season, I spoke to you after most games. A lot of pre-season sight was that we were going to be up there, and yet again we find ourselves down there. And I think a lot of the fans, you know, expected that realistically. You can't just expect miracles to happen. You go from being a relegation side the previous season on a rescue mission to being playoff material. But now we're on a bit of a roll. We've had six games unbeaten. We've got a bit of momentum behind us. We beat sixth in the table today. Where do you see the future lying for the rest of the season?
I would like to say we get out of this relegation battle. Whether we get towards mid-table, that'll be, I think, for this season, will be good. Because, as I say, we were aiming to get top six promotion or just around there. But because our pre-season was very good. And then I think in the season, we've just missed our opportunities when we've had them. But I would say this season for us would be mid-table and try and sneak into the top half if we can.
Actually, before I close you off, I know you're freaking looking like, I really wish I could go back to the bar for my pint. But one last question, because realistically, Hooch today scored a hat-trick. Hooch has scored another couple of goals. Mellor's Blair's come into the fold, same time as Hooch. He scored a couple of goals and assisted a couple. You've obviously got Trokey come back. As a final point, how important, realistically, of these mid-season signings made to the club? Because to me, they've kind of changed our fortunes around, but a lot of people will wonder whether it's timing or whether they have actually played a really big part in that.
I think with Hoots and Mellor's Blair, I think them coming into the squad, it gives more to our game, because we didn't have that horrible tall lad up front, and now we've got Hoots up there, who's a big unit, and he shifts his body around, and he keeps two defenders on him at all times. With Mellor's Blair, he's quick and he can play off Hoots, plays off other players, and he gets into them. He keeps making them runs behind the defenders. And with Trokey coming back, I know he's not in his position at the moment, but at right back, he's been putting a great shift in and he's versatile at the moment, which is helping us, because he's another big body when we need him up there or in our own area. So I think the players that have come in, yes, it's good timing, but I think it's the link, what they've got between the players as well, and it's just a change of fortune, and hope it keeps going.
Cheers, Jack. I really appreciate you talking to me. Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you.